guys have been doing for FFA week and over the extended FFA week time period?
Over the extended FFA, we always like to do some community service, and I will let the students expand on that, but okay. We spent a day at the Salvation Army working with their food distribution and soup kitchen, and then we also partnered with the museum, and this was something really fun, and hopefully she hopes to do it with other groups. We did an ag scavenger hunt, so she gave us clues and a map that had, stars on it. She gave us a little cheat sheet kind of so we could find the spot. So the students, we split up into two teams. Jeremiah Johnson drove the bus from the extension office. And so one of our teams went in there. And then we had a school van also. And we went all around the county. It was kind of split into north and south. And the students saw some things that maybe they didn't know were here in Hopkinsville. And it was a really fun experience. And then we ate lunch at the Krusty Pig. We even had some parents and younger siblings attend with us. So it was just all around a fun day.
Yeah, finish up at the farm-to-table restaurant. I think it's fantastic. So that's very good. So, Ms. Thomas, what do you teach? Tell me what are some of the classes you teach at?
So, as Ms. Gillum already said, I teach all of our Principles of Ag classes, but I also teach our Animal Science Pathway, which is the Animal Science course, and our Vet Science course. And then we have also a Ag Power Machinery Pathway, and I cover that as well.
So who does the chickens? Who is in charge of the chicken? Is that your side or is that Ms. Gillum's side or both?
Well,
of you?
It's kind of a joint effort between all of us. I think we have 8 chickens right now. We just hatched some, which was a really cool experience for our students to see. Those fertilized eggs, watch them in the incubator, watch them hatch. And in just a couple weeks when the weather warms up, we will get to put those in our outside coop.
In a few months, you may want to start the egg business. I mean, that's the business to be in this day.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
so, what are some of your favorites about these students and the group you're working with in the FFA this year?
I think one of my favorite things is just to get to watch these students come in very timid, very shy, and then just take the first step into participating, and that sparks an interest, and then from then on it seems like they are the ones who are doing the recruiting encouraging our younger members to step outside the box, whether that be FFA camp or coming and doing something like this, just taking that first step, and then getting to encourage other members as well.
From each of your perspectives, you know, obviously the Commissioner of Agriculture has partnered with the Lieutenant Governor to really enhance ag education this year. What does it mean from each of your standpoint, Ms. Gillum, as well, to really expand ag education in the classrooms all across the high school and students through the county as well?
I think ag education is one of the most important things we're teaching our students, if nothing else, just to teach them where their food comes from, mm-hmm. Because that is extremely important, you know, just knowing when you go to the grocery store right now, why are eggs so high, or why is the price of some things high and some low, and if nothing else, just to teach them to be informed consumers, because every single person is a consumer, and we want to teach them to make educated decisions on a daily basis.
I think that's fantastic. Ms. Gillum, same question. Why do you think it's important to make sure you expand the teaching of agriculture across all students at the school?
I think it's great for all students because we have some that could have an interest in agriculture that don't realize that the career path they're interested in has a place for them in agriculture. For example, H&R brought out a tractor that they're going to retail for $950,000. And I have a student who wants to be an engineer. You know, she has it set in her mind that she wants to be an engineer. I said, get up in that tractor and look at all of the engineering opportunities in there with the computers and and she got in there and they turned it on and let her look at all the monitors. And the first thing she did was pick up the manual and start looking through it and at all the things. And I said, you could design this someday or you could work on this someday. So just exposing them to opportunities that are in ag that maybe they didn't think about, that you do not have to be a farmer.
Yeah, somebody has to design that. and they really, I mean, it's neat to talk to the folks who designed it. So that's, I think, a pretty cool opportunity. All right, now they've shown you how to do it, guys. Who wants to be first and tell me a little bit about you and what you do in the FFA? This young lady's smiling. What's your name?
Lady Shadowin.
I thought you looked like a Shadowin. What do you do in the FFA?
Well, I'm an active member, and we do a lot of service work around the community, and then we have a bunch of fun things we do, like FFA week, right. And that's pretty cool.
What are some FFA week activities? I know it's been kind of extended this year, but what are some FFA week activities you guys were doing this year?
We had, well, one of my favorites was Tractor Day, mm-hmm. where we had a bunch of our members drive tractors to the stadium, and then we all rode together from the stadium to the high school. And then we got the opportunity to spend the day out and showing people our tractors and stuff. So that was pretty fun.
You didn't drive and went all the way from Herndon, did you?
No, I did not. I rode with a friend.
Because I know where you live. It'd be a cold drive all the way to Hopkinsville, no matter what the temperature is outside. So what do you think the FFA is doing for you in your life and your high school career?
Well, I think the FFA has really given me a bunch of amazing friends, and it's kind of like a family. Like, whenever you come as a freshman, I came and I was really scared to come to high school, and whenever I came as a freshman, it was just like kind of like a warm hug. It was like, yep, this is what I'm a part of. Like, it's really exciting, and I'm a junior now, and it makes me so happy when freshmen join and people just feel welcomed in it. So
I think it's so important. And maybe an ag career in your future, you think, or what do you think about going into?
I've been thinking about an ag career, or okay. I've been thinking about nursing. It's kind of hard to make the decision now, but I'm still thinking about it.
You don't know Corinna Shadon, do you?
Yeah, I do know her pretty well, actually.
Remember, she was my intern a few years ago, so I think a lot of Corinna. I keep up with her, and so anyway, great to have you with us this morning. Tell the family hello.
I will. Thank you.
Who is next? Next volunteer stepping up to the microphone. What is your name?
My name is Langley Henderson.
Tell me a little bit about you. What are you doing in the FFA?
It's my second year FFA. I started my middle school. When I first joined FFA, I was kind of skeptical at first. I really joined because I always thought, hey, it's something good to have a college degree. It's I can put on a application. But now I've learned it's just really good to be in.
Really?
People are nice. Teachers are nice. It's just fun to be in.
Are you an officer or just a member of one?
I'm a member, but I joined the junior parley team. We are having the Green Hand Ceremony this Thursday, and I will be the secretary for that. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, so how is it on the parley team? Pretty tough?
At first, memorizing is the hard part, we'll say that.
Yeah.
But after getting that down, it's just kind of, the discussion is the harder part, but besides that, it's not really that hard.
Yeah, I remember those days. Those were always fun.
When you did
the chapter meeting discussions, and somebody always threw a wrench in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun. So what do you think FFA is doing for you in your high school career and life?
You know, when I first joined FFA, I wasn't very talkative, and I wasn't as, like, confident.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've got a lot more leadership skills. I'm more talkative. But my first one in high school, of course, I was nervous. It's, you know, everyone's nervous during high school. But it's really, like, helped me coast into it. Met new people. Met new teachers. Met a lot of new friends. I've met people from New York. All around Kentucky from the FFA, but I enjoy it a lot.
If you can survive your freshman year, you can survive about anything.
So far.
tough times as a freshman. Who's next this morning? Who wants to be next to all?
Maybe you're coming.
All righty. This young lady's going to come up. Is this our young lady from Sweden? Is that right? Okay. And what's your name?
Naomi Henriette.
Great to have you with us all the way from Sweden this morning.
Yes,
tell us
sir.
A bit about what are you doing in the FFA in Hopkinsville these days?
Microphone there so we can hear you.
I joined in, and it's really cool to see how the agriculture works here in the United States.
Uh-huh.
It's very different, but so far I really like it.
Agriculture background in Sweden for you? Do you do much doing farming at home?
So right now I have 1 year left for my veterinary degree. So as of now I'm a vet tech and then a farm vet. So that's mostly what I do. And it's a similar school, but it's more focused on the actual, like, animals. We have a lot of, it's like a big farm.
Mm-hmm.
So we have cattle, we have goats, llamas, we have smaller reptiles too.
I was going to say, what's farming like in Sweden? A lot of agriculture in Sweden?
It is, especially where I'm from. It's mostly cattle-based and okay. pigs.
What part of Sweden are you from?
I've been around a lot, but it's mostly the middle of Sweden.
Middle part of Sweden, okay.
Yes.
Well, good to have you here. So what are you learning from the FFA members here in Hopkinsville?
I'm learning that it's a lot more, you can get involved way faster and at a younger age here, and it's really a big family. Mm. It's really cool.
So obviously vet tech heading to veterinary medicine, so any good lessons you take home from the United States?
Yes and no. Like, I learn a lot because I want to move here and work with it,
uh-huh.
so you get the basics and what you need, but it's very different between how we treat our animals, like medicine-wise. But I like it. It's good learning.
Well, it's great to have you here in the United States. How much longer are you here?
I'm here till the end of school year. I will be the whole school year I've been here.
Very good. Very good. Good group to work with here.
Exactly. It's an amazing group.
Awesome. Well, great to have you here. I love the fact you're here from Sweden, and fantastic to have you with us today. Who's next of all? Either microphone will work. You can get the other one at the end. Either one. And what's your name?
Anthony Webster.
Anthony, what are you doing in the FFA?
I'm the chapter treasurer this year.
Oh, the man of the money. Very important guy, right? Like George Washington, exactly.
Yeah.
So what are some things you guys are doing for NFFA these days?
So we've been having a lot of, like, competitions and other fun events. Like, for example, FFA week the last, well, 2 weeks, technically, because some of our things were the actual FFA week, but some of our things got pushed back, right. Like the volunteering that Missy Elliman then said. We did the scavenger hunt. We did a couple of theme days like camo day, FFA apparel day, tractor day, cleanest vehicle and muddiest vehicle days, and whatnot.
Any favorite there for you?
Personally, I liked the volunteering that we did at the Salvation Army the most.
What'd you learn from that?
I wasn't 100% sure on how the Salvation Army worked. Mm-hmm. They're like giving away and stuff. So I learned how that worked and like what type of people they help out mostly.
How's the FFA and your work in the agriculture department at Hopkins going to change your life? What's it doing for you?
It's given me a lot of opportunities that I don't think I would have had before. And as Lainey had said earlier, some friends as well.
Well, good luck as you continue there. Are you a junior, senior?
Junior.
Junior, okay. So you got another year to go. So good luck as you continue in your final year. I think there's one gentleman who has left, and he is, I can save the best for last. Is that right, Ms. Gillum, I think? Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Jaden Guilford.
Jaden, what do you do in the FFA?
Oh, I am in the junior parley team.
Okay.
I'm a treasurer like him.
Nice.
And, I am also a member because that it is I originally joined FFA because I thought it was going to be an easy credit, but now I've come to realize that you can build friendships and build even stronger friendships as you're in it.
What do you think FFA is going to do for you in your life?
Give me skills that I didn't have before, and now I have.
Do you have a favorite event you guys have done for FFA week so far?
I didn't really participate in the events that much, but I did participate in the hat day with tractor day because it was conjoined. So, because I like wearing hats at school, you know.
Nothing wrong with that. I like that. So, listen, good guys, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you and each one of you and what you're doing. And good luck as you guys continue in the FFA. And Miss Gillum, Miss Thomas, thank you guys for bringing everybody over. We were talking about coming by the school, Miss Gillum. She said, no, we want to come there. And I appreciate that. I love having you guys here. Hopkinsville FFA chapter with us this morning, celebrating National FFA Week.